This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, a very good Sunday morning to Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us. Steven Strom here. Marlins fall to the Cardinals on Saturday afternoon 3-1. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
Well, the beat goes on, but unfortunately for the Miami Marlins in St. Louis, Missouri this afternoon, it was the same song. The Cardinals have won this series. They have defeated the Miami Marlins by a final score of 3-1 today, and the Marlins are now 0-9 to start the 2024 championship season. This is the 10th inning show. It is brought to you by Werner Hoffman, Greg, and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. Alongside my broadcast partner, Rod Allen, I'm Kyle Seeloff. And Rod, I feel like I've said this all too often, but it's hard to understand where to start here today. Rodgers wasn't terrible, but he had a costly error. And, well, I guess Steven Matz in the bullpen for St. Louis was just really good, but another disheartening, disappointing day. And it's, I'll tell you what, you said one thing earlier, and I'll turn it over to you in a second. It eats at all of us. I hurt for them down in that clubhouse, Rod.
There's no doubt about that. We travel with them. We're there with them all the time. We're in the clubhouse. We're constantly talking to guys. We're constantly trying to be better with our jobs, and that dictates that we do talk to them. But right now it's very difficult after 9 consecutive losses. A lot of these guys have never lost 9 games in a row at any level. So a lot of the guys down in that dugout do not know what's going on. There are some that have had some losing seasons, but there are some guys down there that have never lost 9 games in a row at any level. But they've got to pick themselves up off the mat. They got to come out tomorrow and try to win a game with the youngster Max Meyer on the mound. He's got to go out there and pitch the game of his life. The offense somehow has to show up tomorrow before the 7th inning. Victor Scott, the second, that young kid in center field made a sensational catch, but that was the hardest ball that was hit of the day off the bat of Avi Garcia. So you got to have more consistent hard contact. You can't make errors. We made 2 more of those today. We made 9 in 9 games. Yep. So we're not helping ourselves win games. As a matter of fact, when we do have leads, Kyle, we continue to shoot ourselves in the foot. But today we were just outplayed by a good St. Louis Cardinals team. Hopefully tomorrow we can come out and outplay them.
I know we have talked a lot about this. I was talking to Nelly about this and Gabby about this, and I think we even brought it up Thursday. Does a game like today necessitate a closed-door meeting? Like again, I hurt for them because I the struggle that they're going through to win a game, like what can you do except probably feel like you want to reset the clock right now and go out and play another game right now until you just won one stinking one?
I think at some point in time, Skip may have to address the team as a whole. I know that's something that he doesn't like to do a lot of. I don't know if Tony La Russa, one of his mentors, liked to do that or not. But, of course, we've talked about Skip Schumacher at length and his relationship with Tony. And we also talked about the fact that he had a conversation with Tony a couple of days ago when Tony was here. So Skip may want to close the door and start to have a conversation with some guys and just reiterate what we are here for. And just, I want to see the energy. I want to see the tenacity. I want to see you guys come out and play the kind of baseball that you're capable of playing. They just haven't done that yet.
All right, Rod, let's do it again at 2:15 Eastern time tomorrow afternoon when Kyle Gibson goes opposite of Max Meyer.
I will say this. Dusty Baker had a team meeting after 2 games in Baltimore, you know, but it was just to reinforce what we're here for. You lost 2 games. Don't worry about it. Come out tomorrow. Play a better game. And then that Angels team, they went on to win 4 straight after sweeping us too. All right, buddy, see you later.
All right, have a great night. That's Rod Allen. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Highlights from this game tonight. Scoreless through 3 this afternoon. The ball game that featured Steven Matz and Trevor Rogers. Rogers, all things considered, pitched pretty well. Steven Matz was terrific for the St. Louis Cardinals. We would go scoreless into the bottom of the 4th inning this afternoon, but the Cardinals would strike first after a leadoff single and a walk. Jordan Walker was at the dish. The 1-2 from Trevor is grounded fair over the bag at third, rolling down the left field line. It clinks off the sidewall. One run is going to score. On his way to second is Walker. Is he safe? No, he's out. And now Walker's telling the Cardinals dugout, I am safe. He tried to pull the swim move on Luis Arraez. And they would go under the hood. It would come back as a successful challenge for the Cardinals. They had runners at second and third with nobody out. Alec Burleson bounced into a fielder's choice that went 5-2. Emmanuel Rivera, the newcomer, threw out the man at the plate. That was Nolan Gorman. The next man to bat was Mason Wynn. He bounced into a fielder's choice. But with Victor Scott at the plate, Trevor Rogers didn't help himself, and it led to another Cardinals run. Rivera's in. Here's a throw to first, and Rogers threw it away. A run's going to score. Rogers threw it right past Jake Berger. Walker does indeed ultimately score. Now Berger lobs the ball over the head of Anderson towards third base in E1, and it's 2-0 St. Louis. It would remain 2-0 halfway home this afternoon. The Cardinals would get a tack-on run in the fifth. There was a man on base. There were two outs, and Ivan Herrera, the catcher, was at the plate. 2-1. That's a ground ball, middle of the diamond. That is a diving stop by Arraez. To his feet, throw to first, not in time. It's a great defensive play by Luis Arraez, who is slamming his glove in the dirt out behind second base on the shortstop side of the bag. Herrera with just a little bit too much speed. It's a two-out infield RBI single, 3-0 St. Louis. And it would stay 3-0 for quite some time here this afternoon. Rogers went 5, allowed 3 runs, 2 earned, 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. And for Steven Matz, he tossed 5 shutout innings this afternoon, 4 hits, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. Giovanni Gallegos tossed a perfect 6th. Jojo Romero worked around a hit. He did collect a strikeout in the 7th. And then Andrew Kittredge struggled a little bit in the 8th inning. Marlins were mounting a bit of a rally. They got a one-out double from Luis Arraez. He would go 1-for-4 today. And then Josh Bell would break the ice for the Marlins. Here's the pitch from Kittredge. There's a swing and a line drive into center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Scott over in the gap to pick it up. Bell with a big turn at first. He'll hold right there. An RBI single for Josh Bell. It's 3-1 here in the 8th.
That's exactly.
But unfortunately for the Marlins, Jake Berger would bounce into a 6-4-3 double play. The Marlins would get a run on 2 hits. They would not get closer in this ballgame. Brian Hoeing would work a scoreless inning for Miami. Birch Smith and Tanner Scott both did the same. Ryan Helsley, the Cardinals' closer, came on in the 9th. He got Brian De La Cruz to ground out on 2 pitches. Jazz popped out the 3rd. And then after a one-out single by Tim Anderson, Avi Garcia came to the plate. He was called for a pitch clock violation. It was nothing and one. And the next offering he saw, he grounded out the 3rd base, and the ball game would end. For the Marlins today, 1 run, 8 hits, 2 errors, 6 men left on base. And for the St. Louis Cardinals, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. Steven Matz is your winner. He's 1-0. Trevor Rogers is the loser. He's 0-1. The save goes to Helsley, his 3rd of the year. Total time of game today, 2 hours and 18 minutes, 37,328 in attendance here at Busch Stadium this afternoon. The Marlins fall to 0-9, 0-2 on the road, 0-7 at home. The Cardinals now 3-4 on the road. They would level their season record at .500 on Thursday. They're now a game over for the first time this year at 5-4. They're 2-0 at home with their series victory over the Marlins here today. For the Marlins on the mound, they punched out 3 today, and that means that $75 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down to listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say, get his reaction after the 3-1 loss to St. Louis.
Skip, how much is the frustration mounting 9 games in now?
You know, you don't want to lose. I mean, I don't care if it's 9 in a row or a couple in a row. You know, it's tough to lose any game. So we're trying to figure out a way to break the streak. And, you know, Trevor did enough for us to win. We just couldn't break through offensively today.
In the 3rd, with runners on 1st and 2nd, no outs, would you have preferred Fortes put that bunt down on the 3rd base side?
Yeah, that 100%, he's got to put that down to 3rd. Goldschmidt's in on him. That's a kind of a mental mistake there. He's got to be setting the angle to 3rd all day long.
How else were Cardinals pitchers just keeping you off balance?
Well, I thought Matz did a nice job with his changeup. Kept us off balance with the heater in changeup combo. I thought Rivera had a nice couple of at-bats. Avi had a nice couple of at-bats. But, you know, really other than that, just couldn't get anything going.
Just how tough has it been to try to pinpoint how the win, when it seems like each day it's something different, whether it's, like you said today, Trevor did enough, but the bats didn't come alive, and then other days where you're getting the offense, but you're not being able to hold the lead, just trying to figure out when it seems like each day it's a different way where the chips aren't falling.
Yeah, I mean, when you win lose nine in a row, it's you're finding ways to lose instead of finding ways to win. And that's the tough part is, you know, collectively as a staff, we're trying to figure out, you know, ways to win games, different ways to win games. And we're just not doing it right now. So we have to figure it out pretty soon.
You had mentioned hours ago, just kind of finding with bullpen roles, Hoeing only going one today. Is it a possibility you might try to change his role rather than being like a...
I don't know. We're trying to figure it out, honestly. He's done a nice job in the length role, but we're trying to figure out how to, you know, hold games and close games out. And you know, with his sinker split combo now against lefties, he's doing a nice job against them. He's always been good against righties, so we're just trying to figure out exactly how the best way to use him.
Overtake big hit, big pitch, or
honestly, I think it always starts with starting pitching. Always, you know, no one's ever lost from a shutout before, but that's asking a lot, especially against a really good offensive team, and that's a lot of pressure on the starting pitcher. So I think, you know, collectively, all together, we got to figure it out offensively, playing clean defense and pitching and going towards our game plan. But you know, you figure against that offense, you know, them scoring three runs, you feel like you have a pretty good chance. And we had opportunity on the bases, and we just couldn't get that big hit.
With Trevor, what stood out about what he did today?
Yeah, he was pretty good with his sinker. I thought his split was pretty good. The velo did not hold, you know, so, you know, we got to figure out how a way to hold that velo through, you know, 85, 90 pitches. One mistake or a couple mistakes were maybe the pick to first. Obviously, he probably wants that one back. And then, you know, the base hit with Herrera, with Norman, with Gorman on deck, you know, maybe pitching around him a little bit better than, you know, facing Herrera, who's pretty hot. Gave him the opportunity to face him, and you know, maybe, you know, throwing it, you know, expand off the plate, make him chase. If not, go get Gorman. But other than that, he did really good.
Like collectively, but do you need maybe someone to step up, whether it's a big performance or maybe to light some sort of?
No, I'm not telling people to do more than they're capable of doing. So that's when you get in trouble, and they're probably doing that right now. Honestly, they're trying to be the guy. And that's not what we want them to do. We just want them to beat themselves. That's good enough. You know, but we need them to be collectively, just be themselves. And I don't need one guy to try to carry the team, even though there's guys in there that are capable of doing it. That's not what I'm looking for them to do.
Any need of a clubhouse meeting or anything like
that? We've talked. Yeah, we've talked. You know, that doesn't need any, we don't need any more talking. We've done that stuff already.
All right, Trevor Rogers, he went five innings, gave up five hits, three runs, two of them earned, three punch-outs. He was breezing through the lineup the first couple of innings, found some trouble, probably wants that pickoff to first back, but here was Trevor after his outing.
When you really wanted to try to go deep into it, just overall, how would you assess this game?
Kind of was on the bench talking to Nick about it, and I think we both agreed it was kind of like last start, just weak contact, ground balls when they needed ground balls, and just... they were finding holes and they were finding grass, so it's just some crap luck again. And I mean, all my stuff feels really good right now. My body feels good right now. Headed into that fourth inning, I'm like, okay, now we go. Now we can get deep into ball games, and it just didn't go my way. That mental error of the pickoff move, that can't happen. Got to make that play. That's something I've done since I was a little kid. So I just got to make that play.
Skip mentioned the velo didn't hold. Anything you would attribute that to, velo not holding?
No, I mean, felt good. So, I mean, don't really care where the velo's at. I mean, I'm not trying to chase velo anymore. I'm trying to get outs, and whatever my velo's at, I'll take it and run with it.
Taking this back to just that pickoff play, just where do you think that kind of went awry for you?
I mean, just... not being athletic, I think just being too mechanical, just trying to place the ball over there. It's kind of where I get in trouble when throwing to my catcher. If I try to place the ball, I'm going to throw balls all day. So I just got to be an athlete and make the play like I've done a million times.
How do you balance just feeling like yourself is doing well, but also the results not coming with it, and just trying to obviously, knowing you're liking what you did, but obviously the result's not coming with me.
I think really just got to be patient. That's pretty much all I can control and all I can handle and all I can do, really. My body's feeling good. Stuff's feeling really good. Yeah, velo may have dipped a little bit today, but, I mean, body feels good. The ball's coming out really well. So I know if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'd limit the walks a little bit again today, keep attacking the zone, my stuff, I'll be in a good spot.
How much, I guess, do you guys as a rotation collectively want to get deeper just to help out the bullpen too, because they've been taxed so much?
Yeah, I think just as a collective, as a unit, I think we all understand that going five innings every start's not going to cut it. Every single guy in this rotation has the ability, has the stuff to go seven innings plus every time, and I think it's just the small little things that are getting us. But we'd rather all of us get it out now and early in the season, and I think as a collective we'll be heading in the right direction. There's no doubt about it.
Folks, it's Max Meyer's day this afternoon against the Cardinals. The Marlins looking for their first win of the season. Max Meyer goes opposite Kyle Gibson. It's going to be a 2:15 first pitch, which means I've got Marlins on deck at 1:40. Rod Allen and Kyle Seeloff, they have your call. For both of them, I'm Steven Strom. This is Marlins Rewind on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.